Chicago, and Arizona at Oakland. Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
As the Dow rises, oil down a little, around $82 a barrel. And at the gas pump, AAA says prices down another penny today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, August the 11th. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Did I hear major coffee slurpage?
No, not from me. We've been major coffee slurpage. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting there, and the chat room's already loading up. Angel, good morning, Angel. Indy. Sailman, you haven't seen that moniker before, Sun Gold. Just Jimmy, hey, welcome home, Jimmy. And
Sailman's going to enlighten us about the ET intelligence.
That's right. Well, today we're going to be talking about
Sailman
that.
Sailman will take us there.
Okay, and, you know, of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
And see, we've already started up this morning because the headline goes, search for ET intelligence restarts because thanks to more than $200,000 in online donations this fall, a satellite array. You know, this is out of Record Searchlight. This is the one that has a collection of 42 20-foot-tall radio dishes, and they look for ET.
They look for radio observatory.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, here's my problem with this, and this is what's already started Bad Bob and I rolling around on the floor this morning, gouging each other in the eye, was... It's not the $200,000. I think it's great. You know, you get 2,000 people that put $1,000 a piece into this that want to do something like this, and or, you know, whatever, however they do it. But it costs $2.5 million a year to keep the array running. Now, unless it's all private donations, that means $2.25 million comes from the government, which means tax dollars looking for ET.
My question to you would be, does that mean, in your view, that any program that does not have an immediate, instant result should not be funded with tax dollars under any
circumstances? No, but I would take a look at putting them into a priority order, though, like this, research and development. They're cutting out research and development in the Department of Defense. Fine. At the same time, the Chinese are launching an aircraft carrier. Now, what's more important, let's just say, finding a radar system on a plane for the future defense of the country, or putting out, spending the same $2 million looking for ET? I mean, no, that's, you don't even have to answer that one. My whole thing is, let's pick our priorities. We've got X amount, and that's what's wrong with the country. We're trying to spend money on everything. So when I see $2 million, if this is really true, what they say in the Record Searchlight, sometimes that's, you know, chancy, is that taxpayers' money is being used for this. So, but there is... You have a logical point, though.
Speaking of
logical points, there's Linda.
I'm not sure if it's logical or not, but it's something that we definitely used. It was this day in history was the International Distress Call SOS, which replaced CQD in all stations. It was first used by an American ship on this day in 1909. The ocean liner was Arapaho. It found itself in trouble off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. The ship wired wireless operator T.D. Hobnar radioed for help when his ship lost its crew propeller near the graveyard of the Atlantic, Diamond Shoals. The call was heard by the United Wireless Station at Hatteras. Contrary to popular opinion, SOS, which has no stops between the letters, the signal being a continuous signal of three dots, three dashes, and three dots, is not an acronym for any series of words such as save our ship or save our souls. The original call for distress began with the British CQ meaning all stations. Used by telegraph and cable operators worldwide, the D for distress was added by CQ by the Marconi Company in 1904.
Oh, cool.
It's just that SOS is a easy to recognize pattern, even with heavy interference.
Yeah. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. Yeah.
That's fascinating if you want to hear more about it. So, by the way, we love the fact that we have a new minute update of what's going on in the market. And as we all know, it has been one major roller coaster. Let's go to the phones. Kathy, and tell us what is going on today.
Good morning, everyone. Good news today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 141 points at 10,860. The S&P 500 is up 16 at 1,137. And the NASDAQ is up 38 at 2,419. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 31 cents at $7.08 and General Electric up 5 cents at $15.14. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 57 cents at $12.66 and North Valley Bank is unchanged at $10.10. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices on the 30-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 3.55%. In the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil down this morning 6 cents at $82.83 and gold down $24.60 at $17.59.70 and silver down $1.15 at $38.17. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC for KQMS.
KCNR.
Thanks, Kathy.
Well, you know what happened?
I guess we need to send some things over there.
They came on over. Yeah, and we're proud to have them over here.
They came and signed up.
Yeah. If you had a new roommate, you would be still calling that roommate. But, you know, you're doing your dishes and you're going, hey.
They gave us a call and said, hey, we really like your show. We really want to be on it. And sure, come on down. We know it's a welcome addition. We're just going to have to send down signs to them, and so that they
can look at it in their hands like we do.
So they can have it written on the wall like we do.
What's my name?
I got to take a break here. This is
KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
I think it's Carl Linda.
Yeah.
Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road? You feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North State.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, 7:13 in the morning, August 11th. And what's it look like today,
sweetie? 68 degrees currently right now. It's really a great day as far as not hitting into the triple digits. But we are coming into the high 90s today. Temperature forecast looks like it's going to get around 96 with a low tonight. Clear, beautiful clear evening with a low of around 63. Tomorrow it looks like we're going to get up to 97, and tomorrow night 64. Saturday 96, Saturday night 63. Hope to have you come out to join me up at Anselmo Vineyards. I'll be singing with my trio, Bruce Kalin, Johnny Gonzalez, and Dan Kinkle on drums, and we are going to be in the wine room. There is a big wedding out there, so you might be able to come out but make your reservations 474-5546. I think the room I'm singing in only takes about 50 to 60 people, so it's really, really fun. And we know some people are celebrating their anniversaries. A way that if you feel like you really don't know what to get and you have everything, this kind of sounds funny because it's not a thing, it's not an object, it's a living creature. And if you've been thinking about it, now's the time, because Haven Humane has a free adoption day for over 200 cats. That is that's amazing, and that's happening today. The animal rescue has had so many cats brought to its door that it ran out of room to hold them all. So this, usually it's an $85 adoption fee, and then you have to neuter them. Well, these cats are ready to go. All of that, they just want, rather than euthanizing a bunch of cats, they want to give them home. So this is a very noble move, I believe, on Ray John and all the folks that work at Haven Humane. And so if you're looking like, oh, we have room for a critter and it would be so nice, why don't you go? I think there's two cat minimum.
No, it's a two cat limit. You can't.
Not the same thing.
No, two cat minimum means you go there and you've got to take at least two.
Oh, that's that's the problem that we've been having with our checkbook.
Yes,
I get it. I thought if there were checks left, there was
money there.
There's not a limit.
Okay, and also, doctor, this is also each one of those, the spaying and the neutering costs like $265 because you also get like a 30-day health insurance plan with them. They get tagged, and since tagged, they get a those little chips put in them. So this is you save a lot of money, and for people that have been waiting and wanting to get a kitty, this is the time to do it because it's free, and you've just got to answer some questions. They want to make sure it goes to a good home.
And if you want a kitten, if the cat is under 3 pounds, you can foster the cat, but it must be brought back to be fixed. So the event runs today from 11 a.m. to 4:30.
So get out there and get a kitty from Dr. Ray John and his staff of Mary
Haven
Humane.
That's right.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. Moss Lumber.
Oh boy, my heart bleeds.
It's closing. We know Charlie Moss. Well, we know all the Moss.
Charlie and Lynn Moss.
And we know Charlie and Lynn, but we also know Greg. So it's we're sorry to see that. Founded in 1946.
Charlie grew up in Burt Ranch, and his father, they built that business with the sweat of their brows, and so as we all know. Families, new generations, things change, economy.
Lumber business is tough enough because, when you take a look at it, every time that they try to do something, there's environmentalists going after them. And on the front page of the Record Searchlight, there was a lawsuit to block Sierra Pacific from logging operations that they own east of Shingletown. And the lawsuit was rejected. But this is just kind of indicative of what happens is in the lumber business. I mean, things goes up and down. I mean, and then it's tough. And it's tough getting in the lumber business, especially in the construction industry is down also.
So, well, let me back up here for a minute to say, because I just want to make sure that if people are driving and are getting out of their car, Charlie and Lynn Moss own Country Kitchen, which is a very wonderful breakfast and lunch place. We love the food there. It's one of our favorite places in all of the North State to eat. And they have owned that now for, I think, I'm going on 15 years, maybe longer. So the family split off and done some things. But anyway, that's just a, like I said, it's on the front page, and it's a very moroseful, sorrowful time for people.
It is. And we're sorry. Our hearts, our thoughts and our sympathies go out with anybody whose business is not made it because, we're in the business.
How many employees were affected by
at
this?
At one time, they had 201 employees or 210 employees, 120 right here in Redding because they had sawmills in other places. I don't know how many it was this time. I would say it's probably at least a dozen, though, probably more.
These are paychecks no longer existing.
Well, not only that, but it ripples out. Because now you've got two, I think you've got two lumber companies in town, Weaver Lumber Company, I think, and there's another one. But it's just, it's a tough economy out there, and the foreclosures, like we just said, Shasta foreclosures, in Shasta County, 27% rise in July. Now, you would think at some point we're going to run out of houses to foreclose on, but I've got a personal story on this one. I have a friend who's 100% disabled, 100% disabled. He's in the house. He bought the house. He put $70,000 of his own money into the house. Well, things have got, the value of the house has dropped dramatically. I mean, it was like a $340,000 house. Him problems with payments. With the amount they are on that $349,000, he's tried to work with him. He's tried to lower the price because he can afford to pay. He can afford to pay a mortgage. Well, they have turned him down, and instead they put it on the market for $100,000. Get this. $158,000 which he could pay for. He's offered them more money. He says, "Look, I can pay my mortgage. You've agreed with this. I can pay a mortgage of $240,000. I'll pay you. Let's just give it to me at that, because he's got it fixed up. Like I said, he's disabled, wheelchair, the whole thing, and that's not good enough. Oh, sorry, we're going to take this and we're going to sell it for $60,000 or $70,000 less than he's willing to take a mortgage on for this property."
You wonder what's going on with that scenario.
I know exactly what's going on. It's because they've gotten money from the government. They're doing this, and they're saying, "Oh, we want to work with you. Or here's a disabled veteran that's getting kicked out." You know, and frankly, I'm going back there again to find out which bank's doing this, because I would like to know just exactly what their reasoning is to take a disabled veteran and kick him out of the house, when he's offered to pay them, you know, well over, pay them close to $2,000 a month on a house that's worth, you know, when they sell it, they would be getting less.
There are certain members of the current administration's ilk who feel that private property is an outmoded concept.
Well,
scary thought.
We got to take a break. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We're going to come back, talk about a few other things. It is 7:21 in the morning.
Yep.
On August the 11th. Join us when we get back.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Enjoy summer evenings at one of the most beautiful venues in the North State. Plan a trip to Anselmo Vineyards for their summer music series underway now. Check the website at anselmovineyards.com for upcoming concert dates and artists. Enjoy the beautiful short 20-minute drive out to Anselmo Vineyards. Come early and enjoy a delicious dinner and sample award-winning Anselmo wines with your meal. And something new. Anselmo Vineyards is now open Sunday nights for wine tasting and dinner, and Thursday nights for handcrafted pizza prepared in their own outdoor pizza oven. Ask about the new Anselmo Vineyards event pavilion and special horseback riding adventures. Call 474-5546. That's 474-5546 for more details. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot, 7:25 in the morning on August the 11th, 68 degrees out there. Good morning. Hey, you know, we like to, you know, Herger's office, Congressman Herger's office, big letters in the local portion of the paper. Protesters decry lost jobs, cuts to budget. Local protesters frustrated with politics in Washington, D.C. Man outside Congressman Wally Herger's office in Reading. Well, the thing it doesn't say is, and it's the second time that the papers, has had this. They didn't have any things in there about families honoring our troops with photos and all those kind of things, of course. But what they don't talk about is that if you had a bunch of protesters go in front of somebody's office here and it was the Tea Party, would you think you'd see Tea Party on this someplace? Because Tea Party is always anything else that these people go out, Tea Party protesters, Tea Party, Tea Party. What it doesn't say in here is that these were all, it does mention a people progress. It doesn't say moveon.org that was there that organized this. And they were passing around petitions that had moveon.org all over it. How come that didn't get in there, I wonder? Here's the thing is, if you're going to talk and follow something like this, and by the way, they're very bright because they do it at noontime knowing they can get it in the paper, as opposed to if you do it in the evening, the chance of getting it in the paper is like nil. But doing it at noon is guarantees you're going to get coverage. My point is this. If you're going to say anytime the Tea Party group gets together and protest or, does something, that we're Tea Parties everywhere, well, then MoveOn.org should have been all over this one because they are a very far-left organization. I guess it depends on who's talking about it. But it's a liberal organization, but they're the ones that organize it to get the people together. And Citizens for Progress is also, you could say, it's a progressive group. They've been on our show several times, and they will continue to be on our show always. Shasta County Citizens for Democracy, they'll always be on our show, always welcome. As would MoveOn.org if they wanted to. Anyway, I'm just saying, looking for fairness in our paper, and I was just wondering why the Record Searchlight, why that wasn't pointed out in this. And other times, every time you get a chance, if there's a Tea Party group that you do. Just a question.
Actually, I think it'd be really interesting to find if any of the people who listen on our morning show were part of that. I mean, they could be anonymous.
Yeah,
because we want to know. I mean, the reality is we heard from an insider that it was a really cross-section, even though that is
they came
the
by.
Banners. Yeah. Those were some of the banners, but there were a lot of people in the numbers, highest numbers ever,
yes.
to be doing a protest out in front.
There.
So
yeah.
There's a lot of unrest going on with so many changes, not only just, as soon as we turn around every day, it's something going on, even in just the close town of Reading.
Yeah, but, when you go down there and you protest Wally Herger, and you can because, who knows? Wally's been in there for 22, 24 years, and, so he's been there the whole ride. But then you've got other people, are we going to organize a letter-writing campaign to Barack Obama and say, what are you doing? What are you thinking of? That kind of thing. That doesn't happen so much from up here because, people have a tendency not to do that. But I think it's great, first of all, if you can get 70 people for anything around and get them to stand up and ready in the middle of the day when it's hot. Okay. All right. We've got Blood Source today. We're going to be talking about their blood drives, blood donations, what they need, what Blood Source is, who they are. And then we're going to have Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen is going to be with us.
And we're always taking your calls and streaming, KCNR1460.com. We're just really excited to be here today and so happy that you've chosen to be with us this morning. Currently 68 degrees. And, I can't help it. When I was looking at this day in history and the chart toppers, you go back into 1946, it seems like that's just like 1946. Number one on the charts were the Ink Spot song, The Gypsy, Surrender by Perry Como. They Say It's Wonderful by Frank Sinatra. So we flash forward and 1986. Going back into the 80s, Peter Cetera, The Glory of Love. Doesn't it feel like it was yesterday? Madonna, Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, now.
Rocking with the Rhythm of the Rain, The Judds.
Well, Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. We've got to go out on that one. All right, hey, Carl Linda Bott, this is KCNR 1460. It's 7:30 in the morning, and this
is the free other Madonna.
Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the opening bell kicking off today's session in the green. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up 140 points. Stocks getting a boost from weekly jobless claims. They fell below the 400,000 mark for the first time in 18 weeks. 395,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week, coming in better than forecast. Economists had expected an increase. Both U.S. imports and exports declined in the month of June, a sign of slowing global demand. The Commerce Department says the deficit rose to $53.1 billion. The consensus on Wall Street was for it to narrow. Exports posted the biggest decline in more than 2 years. French President Nicolas Sarkozy plans to meet next week with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. They'll discuss the European debt crisis. The announcement follows yesterday's emergency meeting Sarkozy held with senior ministers in a turbulent market week. The head of France's central bank says that unfounded rumors are to blame for the big drops in that nation's bank stocks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the white pages or on the internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell. Every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you've had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smooch.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m., the home of Free Fire Media.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 micro cracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Abbott, 7:35 in the morning, August 11th, 68 degrees. Yeah. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's. I think the Oreo Surprise.
A blast. It's blast. Called a blast.
Oreo Blast, because it tastes like an Oreo cookie.
$3.50 a month. $3.50 all this month. That's their drink special, Oreo Blast.
And they have, you know, they've got the community rooms, and veterans get discounts. Veterans get discounts down at Tobacco and Brew.
Welcome 2143
back. Hilltop Drive.
Welcome.
I've got to finish this one part
all right,
here.
Say okay. It. I just
okay.
Take a breath.
I get it.
Take a breath.
I'm finished.
Sure.
Finish walking the humidor in the state.
7:35 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. We're looking at temperatures that are going to be soaring up to about 96 today. And tonight we're going to get around 63. Lovely day here in the North State. And when it says it's hot, I still don't think. I think my hot days, where have been the hot days with 100, with the triple digit 110s? So let's love it while it's still under the triple digits. We have some special guests in the studio, and I always find it fascinating about giving the gift of life is what we call that. And we would like to welcome to the program two very special people.
Joe Ayer and Danielle Smith from Blood Source. And you all are getting ready to ride the wave at a summer classic.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah. They sound alive, don't they?
Yes, they do.
There's no anemia here.
It's all coffee.
That's right.
It's all coffee driven.
Okay, Joe, tell us what's going on at Blood Source.
Yeah, well, we always stay busy, always looking for lots of people to come out and donate blood. As you know, blood is a something that has a shelf life, and it always needs to be replenished. We have a big event coming up tomorrow. We call it our media drive, but really it's just an opportunity for the community to come out en masse and just have a good time, donate a unit of blood, and just support the community with all we do.
So the blood stays local.
It does. Well, you know, it's interesting. We're part of Blood Source, which goes all the way down to Sacramento and into Merced. So the blood does get tested and distributed, and I would tell you that most of the blood that we collect here probably comes right back here. So
let's talk about the event. It's tomorrow. Let's give us a visual of where you'll be.
Sure. We're going to be at our headquarters office here in the North State at 1880 Park Marina Drive.
Okay.
There's going to be a ton of stuff going on. We'll have bone marrow screening, so if you've never been on the bone marrow registry, you can come and do that. We'll have food. Food is always a great thing. Lots of people, and we'll be there all day just taking as much blood as we possibly can.
So, are we short any special kind or any types of blood here in the Reading area?
Well, we always need all blood types, but we always have a special call out to our O negative blood donors because their blood can go to anybody. So, in an emergency situation, somebody's in the emergency room needing blood, that they don't have time to determine what their blood type is, they'll give them O negative. So, O negative blood donors are always in demand.
Those are the universals, then?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
O negative.
Yes.
O negative.
And any type of negative, A negative, B negative, they're rarer, and we seem to be in need of that. But I don't want to discourage anybody from thinking, oh, they don't need my blood type, because we always need all blood types.
You can always use the blood.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking here at the time. See, besides Chico, Reading, and Yuba City, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it's an all-day event.
This is something that is amazing that it starts at 6 a.m. No appointments necessary. Just nope. Must have, lively veins.
Exactly.
Danielle, I'd love to find out a little bit about your history, starting with you. Of course, I want to ask Joe as well, but tell us a little bit about your history and what led you to the Blood Source?
Well, I had only donated blood a few times before I started with Blood Source, but ironically, I was in a situation where I needed the generosity of a donor. So a good friend of mine donated a kidney to me over 5 years ago when my kidneys failed. I needed a transplant. So about 6 months after the transplant, I saw the opening at Blood Source, and I'm essentially a donor recruiter. So I was really inspired to get people to donate blood and, you know, help people who are in the same situation as myself. So that's what I really enjoy about my job, is just seeing people come in, donate selflessly, helping others. Joe and I are really lucky because we meet a lot of people that are blood recipients, and we see firsthand the effects that these donations have on people that are ill and probably otherwise would not be here. So,
you know, it's really funny, Danielle. I did not know that when I started saying, hey, what's your background? Like, where'd you go to school?
Yeah.
And here's this, oh, I had a kidney transplant. I mean, it's just, you never know what somebody's testimonial is.
Exactly.
And that you couldn't have a stronger, more powerful testimony. Well, everybody's got a pretty powerful testimony, but when it comes to an organ transplant.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
No problem.
And Joe?
Yeah, well, I started working with the American Red Cross, actually, in Southern California in biomedical services about 15 years ago. And from one thing to another, just ended up transitioning about 3.5 years ago to Blood Source and came up here to the Reading area about 1.5 years ago with my family. So it's been a big change for us. We've never lived in Reading before, and we're loving it. It's a blast.
When you come, we have to take a break. When we come back, I have really something that just struck me as far as a question. When you do your mobile units, can we talk about that when we get back? KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Is poker your passion? Wind River Casino's River's Edge Poker Room is a cut above the rest with you, the player, in mind. Try your hand at a variety of games. 3-6 limit Texas Hold'em, 3-5 no limit Texas Hold'em are just a couple to name. Check out our free tournaments, $500 free roll, and bounty tournaments. You've been asking for it. Now offering horse tournaments and pot limit Omaha tournaments. $1,000 guaranteed Thursday. Action starts at 6. For more information, log on to windriver.com or visit the River's Edge.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl's over there dancing. What's that song?
7:44 in the morning, August the 11th.
The song is called Jeopardy. We don't even want to think about the title. Whoa, whoa.
Is it 70 like degrees there in Bad Bomb? How come we've been saying 76 for the last
we
hour?
Haven't.
Oh, we haven't?
I've been saying 68, but
okay.
So that's
maybe
all right.
Maybe it was just me.
We really have some of the greatest conversation at commercial breaks. So we're going to bring that back into now. We talked about the fact that before we took our break, I wanted to discuss with you, when you go in and you take your blood tests, is there a quick way to find out I'm anemic because I, again, my personal testimony is I came in, went through all the screening and the process, finally went, got through, like, okay, you've lived in a foreign country, all these things that they weren't really quite sure. Have you been around this, these parts of the world? Yes. But anyway, when they cleared, I was anemic.
Yeah, so that's that is a common deferral. Deferral meaning reason why you can't donate blood. And it's actually the most common deferral out of all the others, out of living in a malarial country and all the types of travel and anything else you can think of. And especially women, we tend to have lower hematocrit than men. So I would recommend for anybody out there that's been deferred for low iron in the past to definitely try again, because women can fluctuate. It's just how our bodies work. And I've failed a million times, and I've also passed a couple times. So I just keep trying. But we are working on technology to where we can learn a little bit quicker if you've passed your iron or not. In regards to your question about your just general lab work, that's usually something that a lot of people do get checked. I get mine checked, and you can see kind of where you are. But again, that can change. That day you come in to donate blood, you might be just high enough to donate.
But you were talking about pricking your finger.
Yes.
And that's a quick way for you to go, you should go through the process. And another thing that we would like to hear this morning is the process of what happens when you come in to the blood source. Mm-hmm. And then I know you also talked about something that we really want to cover.
Oh, we've got time. We've got plenty of time here.
Okay. So. Well, the donation process is the same for everybody. When you come in, and if you come into our Summer Classic blood drive tomorrow, bring your photo ID. Take about 10 minutes to do your paperwork. You answer all those questions, personal questions, the questions that we're required to ask. And we poke your finger, check your iron. We give you a mini physical. We check your pulse, your blood pressure, and your temperature. And after all of that, if you've passed, you get to donate blood. So the donation process itself is only about 10 minutes with the needle in your arm. It's very short. We're just taking a quick pint of blood. Doesn't last very long, and then after that you're free to just enjoy the food and the drinks and the festivities of our blood center.
Because you're going to get
tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. We not only have our normal goodies, but we have our commemorative Summer Classic T-shirt.
It's great, you guys.
Which is really neat.
You know
neat.
What? I would wear this shirt.
Yeah, he's going to wear it on our Harley trip.
Yeah,
right?
It's
would
a really
wear,
cool
I
color.
I would wear this shirt. Yes, summer Classic.
Yeah, yep. Very
it,
summery.
It's a summer. It's somebody surfing and...
yeah, but you know, you also...
It's cool.
Yeah, it's a shirt that most people wouldn't be embarrassed to wear.
I think. We try hard not to have embarrassed.
As well, we are working with a few partners, Baskin Robbins, so you get the free coupon for a free pint of ice cream. And you're going to get a $5 Togo's gift card. And all of that is in addition to the good feeling you get from donating blood and helping others, which is ultimately why we hope people will donate.
That's right.
And we're really.
But that's, one of the things when you don't donate, and we'd asked about does the blood stay here, which is a good question, because people go, gosh, if I'm going to give my blood and it goes someplace else. But some of what you do here does go someplace else.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
let's right. talk about that.
Yeah, one of the things we were talking about during the break is that Blood Source as an organization is one of the few blood centers in the United States that's a backup to the military. So when the military has need for blood or plasma or any kind of blood products, they will frequently call upon Blood Source to help stabilize their situation. So recently, just a couple of months ago, I think it was, we had a situation where the military did call upon us for plasma. They were in big need for plasma, and we were able to rise to that challenge. We put the word out to our people, and our donors came through donating plasma, and we were able to get it off the ground and over to the troops.
Okay, so you do let some of your product, some of what you take in go. But that's great. So you are also a source for our military. So if you give when you give blood or plasma, and it's a separate.
We just started drawing plasma here in Reading, so we need male donors. That's unfortunately the process right now is female donors cannot donate plasma because a lot of us have antibodies from being pregnant that can be passed along to the patient, which is unsafe for the patient. But any male donors out there that are interested in donating plasma, please call us at Blood Source.
How do you do that?
It's on a machine. It's a little bit longer process. We put you on a machine where the machine just collects your plasma and gives you back your red cells and your other blood products. So we get a more pure product.
So do you feel like then stronger after that?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Is that kind of like blood doping there where you take out all these other things, but then that red, like oxygenating
it's
that?
It's mostly just your own stuff.
How about something from like a 22-year-old very healthy triathlete?
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
We can trade some of it back.
Definitely.
The drive is tomorrow at the Blood Source, and you know that again, the address.
1880 Park Marina.
And that starts at 6 a.m. So if you're deciding that, do you have to fast or anything?
Nope.
No. We want you to eat. Okay. Eat and drink
so
a lot of
fluid. You can eat. You can start your day early. Go give blood. I think you'll feel good. Uh-huh. I'm sitting here like sweating because I don't want to be turned down. Don't turn my blood down.
Yeah.
Please just come in and see if you can. It'll be worth it.
Danielle and I will be there bright and early.
It won't make you a bad person, honey, if something like that happens.
I know.
Though.
I want to try. I just feel like it's part of my American duty.
Yeah.
It's like voting. Great. I've been in there. Isn't that funny? I don't know why it hits me that way. Like every American, if you can, it's part of your duty to give blood because that could save your neighbor's life or your child's life. And a trauma, you never know when somebody's going to need blood. And
it could
be
someday.
Your generous from your giving of. So, and I know, Carl, you were saying that when you were in the military, I'll never forget the visual because I'm such a visual person about, you know, people were coming off the battlefield and everybody was rushing, even if they had given blood and they only had, like, nothing left. They were still like, take my veins.
Yep.
Now, that was because we had one of the surgical units up where we were at. And so you hear helicopters coming in. And, you know, so it wasn't every time a helicopter came in. But then every so often you see a truck rushing down the road as they were trying to get them back to our surgical unit. And then they'd put out the word over the communication system there, they needed blood. And, I mean, I was probably maybe 300 yards away, and as soon as you'd hear it up and running, like as fast as I could, in those days I could run real fast, and I'd still be like 15th in line. And one day I had to pull rank and get to the front of the line and just say, look, I'm senior, I'm getting in the front of the line. And they were angry at me. You know, we want your blood too, sir. I said, just.
Well, hopefully you'll see that tomorrow. So.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We want to encourage you to go out for the blood drive tomorrow. It's the blood source, of course, tomorrow at 6 a.m. Going till 7 o'clock?
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
Here in Reading.
Let's just fill you all up.
Please.
That'd be great.
Thank you.
Okay, so our guests today have been Joe Ayer and Danielle Smith from Blood Source, and we are so happy to be a part of this.
Thank you so much. We want to be in
the future, too. So thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
You bet.
We're
going
to take a break. We'll be right back. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bide.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the Round Table. And get peace of mind today for less.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. And Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I'm not sure he was a great friend of mine. 7:55 in the morning, August the 11th, 70 degrees out there. And our guest, you know, we were just trying to turn them loose here, Joe Ayer and Danielle Smith from Blood Source, and they're talking about the big blood drive tomorrow. But we've got somebody on the line here. Bonnie, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to be sure that they mentioned some donors that have O negative, can their blood can be used for babies. And I'm fortunate enough to be one of those people, so I give as often as I can. I try to give every 8 weeks. I don't always make it, but it's very, very special. And, I mean, when you realize you're helping a little baby, that's very special. And not saving all lives are not special, but when you think about a little baby, it's very special.
You know what? We were having just a slight problem there, Bonnie, on this, but it's... Do you have the blood for the babies? Is that right?
I have O negative blood, which is universal anyway, but not all O negative people can, their blood can't be used for babies, but some can. And so I happen to be one of the fortunate ones that can give my blood for a baby. So I thought maybe your guests would want to mention that.
Well, Bonnie, that's, thank you very much. We really appreciate that.
Hang in for a second here. Right now. Okay, go.
There we go. Oh, there we go. Bonnie, thanks very much. We do have specific needs sometimes for CMV negative blood, and it's great that you do come in and give. There are certain types of issues that babies sometimes have that they need to get that special blood that is cytomegalovirus free. And we do collect that in a special bag, and it gets special processing. So that is really very helpful. So thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for what you do.
Hey, thanks, Bonnie, for the phone call.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Bye.
We miss you and love you.
Okay. Again, thank you very much for being here. And you know what? We've got let's give away one shirt.
Yay.
Oh, all right.
We're going to give away a Blood Source shirt. And it's, I tell you what, no, it's not somebody there getting pumped out of their blood. It's somebody surfing. It's a great color.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's really cool. It's a summer classic.
It's a great guy girl
10th
shirt.
Annual summer blood drive, and it's got Blood Source on
and it's
it.
It's not black.
It's not black. It's kind of a rusty color.
It's like Texas Longhorn.
Yeah, 605-45567. We're going to be taking your calls right now. First caller is going to get this really nice T-shirt. Great
large,
grade.
Large shape, but that's great. You can sleep in it if you're a girl.
605-45567 gets you a really cool shirt.
That's right. Two small children you can put into that. So 605-45567. Give us a call and you get a T-shirt on this. And it's even more important, go on down tomorrow morning to
Blood Source, 1880 Park Marina.
There you go. And from 6 to 6.
You got it.
You get ice cream?
Ice cream, T-shirt, togos, and you get to eat ice cream and togas.
Mm. Now, is there an age limit before we take our break? Is there an age limit for how old you have to be to give blood?
There's a minimum, 16 with signed parent consent, and then 17 and older, and there's no upper age limit. So anyone and everyone 16 and older, come see us.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's great. And you know what? We know Mike Quinn, who owns KLXR, who never passes down free food. So we're going to, you know, or ice cream especially. So we're going to tell him about this. He may give 2 pints.
Yeah.
There you go.
And let me see here. John has won the T-shirt.
Congratulations,
John. You're
going to
like this T-shirt. It's pretty cool. I'm going to put mine on here.
Come on by and get it. All right, you guys. Thanks for being
on.
And again, we encourage everybody to get down there tomorrow.
That's right, from 6 to 6.
Coming up, we've got, well, you see a guy that's dressed in blues here that's walking back and forth in front of the...
He's carrying a gun.
His first name is Chief.
Yeah, that's right. What do you say to him? You say, hello, Chief.
Chief, he's pretending he doesn't hear us, but you know, we know the radio's on out there, so it's delayed.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're going to be talking about...
Taking new calls and new questions.
Yeah, what's going on in the law enforcement, you know, with the realignment question that's happening. It seems like every time we're talking to anybody that has to do with law enforcement or probation, realignment, when our chickens come home to roost, you might say, starting in October. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Is it a rally that can hold up? Stocks going back up big time today. So far, Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti live watching Wall Street.
Dave, so far a comeback on Wall Street after yesterday's skid. The Dow is surging 260 points. Investors are focusing on signs of an improving job market. The latest jobless claims coming in at 395,000, the first slip below 400,000 in 4 months. Also fueling the green arrows, news that the German and French leaders are meeting next week to discuss Europe's debt crisis. Dave.
And Lauren, President Obama will keep his focus on the economy, soon heading to Michigan to tour a plant and make comments. Tonight he has a campaign fundraiser in New York. Another Republican may be lining up to run against the president. Texas Governor Rick Perry tells Time magazine.
I'm kind of getting to the all-in point the idea that this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
He won't be on the stage in Iowa tonight when 8 other Republican candidates debate. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Ames.
Well, Dave, Perry's presence is already being felt, though. Fellow Texan Ron Paul saying the governor's not all that conservative and not all that Republican.
He actually was the chairman for Al Gore at one time, not too many years ago.
1988, to be exact. Newt Gingrich says others on stage tonight have a choice to make.
Is this a petty game of people trying to take shots at each other?
Or, asks Gingrich, will the candidates offer up real solutions? Dave will find out tonight.
Rich, no court date's yet been set for the Dohertys. Two fugitive brothers and a sister captured in Colorado yesterday.
I was just glad to hear that nobody, you know, no law enforcement officers or no innocent parties got hurt.
Kevin Widner's a Zephyr Hills, Florida cop. The trio is accused of shooting at and blowing out his car's tires. The Dohertys also wanted for a Georgia bank robbery. A former Pennsylvania judge sentenced to 28 years in prison for taking $1 million in bribes, a cash for kids juvenile justice scandal that led to thousands of convictions being tossed out. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician, Mike.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years is where I'm at.
I don't think it's possible that anyone who's listening to this right now hasn't noticed the price of fuel is outrageous. Ford says the works can more than pay for itself. What does that mean?
The works fuel saver package is an excellent value. It more than pays for itself in fuel economy by checking your tire pressures and by making sure that you have the proper grade of oil and making sure that everything is running and operating smoothly.
Save money on gas with the Works Fuel Saver Package. This includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake check, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So what Ford is telling me really is a very, very sensible thing.
As we all know, gas prices are high. I don't know about you, but it gets a little tight on the pocket.
What are you waiting for? Gas ain't getting cheaper.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 83111. Claim based on EPA averages.
And quieter in Britain, the police still trying to hunt down all the rioters and looters.
To the lawless minority, the criminals who have taken what they can get, I say this. We will track you down, we will find you, we will charge you, we will punish you. You will pay for what you have done.
Prime Minister David Cameron, about 900 arrested in London alone. The crackdown continues in Syria.
Syrian security forces have launched operations in two northwestern towns near the Turkish border, killing one and wounding 13, according to activists. This just one day after Syrian authorities declared that their forces had withdrawn. The assault on the towns near the Turkish border even more provocative, coming just days after the Turkish foreign minister held talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad trying to stop the bloodshed. Despite growing international condemnation, Syria's ambassador to the UN has hit back against international criticism, saying Syrian international politics will not bow to outside political pressure. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Well, if you like steak or burgers, listen up.
Eating 50 grams of processed red meat daily, a serving of deli meat or a couple of strips of bacon or a hot dog, can increase a person's risk of getting type 2 diabetes by 51%. This according to a major new study from the Harvard School of Public Health based on more than 200,000 people who were tracked for between 1 and 3 decades. The study's senior author, though, says the good news is that the risk factor can be offset by swapping red meat for a healthier protein, like nuts or white meat or whole grain proteins or low-fat dairy. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
The Statue of Liberty will be closed for a year starting at the end of October for renovation, a $27 million project to make the statue's interior safer and more accessible. But the view of the statue in New York's harbor will be mostly unobstructed. On Wall Street, again, the rally today, the Dow up 286 points. We're seeing oil also go up almost a dollar to near 84 bucks a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindabad. It's 8:05 on August the 11th. You know what? What a great day this is. Bad Bob is still here with us, doing his magic on the board, and we just call him the Houdini of the airwaves. What's going on there, Bad Bob?
I'm processing that statement, but it's too bad that the audience can't hear. Well, maybe it's a good thing they can't hear everything that goes on during the breaks, but they miss a lot of fun.
Yeah. They miss a bit, but again, radio shouldn't be.
No,
it shouldn't be that. Come on. No. Anyway.
Well, I don't think we have that problem. So, okay.
Get up in about 71 degrees right now. If you're just tuning in, we're going to have our temperature today is going to be highs of 96, and tonight we're going to have lows of around 63. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. I just wanted to remind you, as we look through our calendar and we think about what's going on, I do have a press release I've just received. I want to talk to you about the French Gulch Days. Mark your calendar for, it's all day long, and it's going to be happening August 27th. Good friends, Lou and Kathleen White, are going to be putting that up. You're going to have the Volunteer Fire Department, and they're going to present a rodeo, the Old West Day. And they're also going to be having a pancake breakfast at 8 a.m., and then there's going to be the parade at 9:30 and 12 o'clock high noon. Actually, it's not a rodeo. It's an Old West Day kind of deal that's an all-day wonderful, let's revive the French Gulch. How much fun. There's going to be old-time exhibits. They're going to be spread throughout the town, along with the Mountain Men and others in Western costumes. Annie Oakley's going to be performing her trick shooting behind Johnny's Saloon at around 1:15. And Chief Hansen, what do you think about all this stuff? There you go. Hello.
Good morning.
I like the trick shooting there. You know, like we have fast draw contests.
August 27th, mark your calendar, French Gulch Days.
Enter the sheriff's department into that one.
You're right.
Okay, let's see what else. Oh, okay, on Saturday night, too, just to hit this one more time, was when you mentioned Ensalmo's, is that you're going to be singing Saturday night up there.
And
you're
going to need trio.
Yeah, you might want to get reservations if there's spots still up there.
6:30 to 9:30, you know, when it gets warmer like this, we like to push it out a half hour. 474-5546, and the reservations go fast because there's not a lot of room, and it's a really popular time. I know several friends that are coming out for a special celebration. So, again, Ensalmo Vineyards, 474-5546, and they have their music series every Saturday night, and we'll be there Saturday night. So, love to see you. Come on out.
Yeah. Okay, look, our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break now.
Chief, say hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, and people may not believe that. Yeah, no, no, he's here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a number of subjects. We're, come on to the phone lines here, 605-4567, to ask the chief a question. And, of course.
Everybody wants to hear about the shooting.
And, of course, about what happened, We know you can't discuss it specifically, but we can talk about officer-involved shootings, and we can talk about, what goes along with that. But also realignment, different changes and all that. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll come back with our business moment and Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:10 in the morning, and we have the business moment update.
From Wells Fargo.
From Wells Fargo with Kathy Lathrop
Cummings. What's going on?
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 286 points at 11,006. The S&P 500 is up 32 at 11.53, and the NASDAQ is up 74 at 24.55. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 35 cents at $7.12, and General Electric up 30 cents at $15.39. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 51 cents at $12.60, and Bank of Commerce is down 5 cents at $3.42. In the bond market, we're finding lowered prices today, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield to 3.58%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 84 cents at $83.73. Silver is down 89 cents at $38.43, and gold is down $25.40 at $17.58.90. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Yeah. Thanks, Kathy. gold, when the market starts doing better, gold starts going down, silver starts going down. But, I would just, how can you even try and figure out what's going on? Their job is difficult. To try and figure out what's going on and to keep an even keel with this with all their investors.
Well, our next hour here until 9 o'clock here on KCNR and Free Fire Radio, we are very, very pleased to have Chief Peter Hansen.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief.
These are volatile times in the economic market, and it's frightening, for a lot of people to watch this because there's so much uncertainty, and hopefully this will start to level out and people's emotions will calm a little bit.
Well, one of our friends is in the investment industry there, and he talked to like 200, at least 200 of his clients about this. And, and the thing about it is, of course, is maintaining an even keel and not to panic on it. But I think the other part is people aren't really sure what's coming, what exactly is the direction we're going, think is the big thing that people are wondering about in business. What's coming next? Is there going to be something else that drops down from, from Washington, D.C. that's going to have an impact on us?
Yeah. We don't need more things that rattle people's confidence in the state of our economy. What we need is some consistency and some calmness and people to start having confidence again so they can start getting back to growing our economy, growing our community, and
that's right.
Investing again in our businesses and putting people back to work and all those kinds of things. But people are afraid right now,
and watching
what's happening overseas and so on.
Yeah, you watch. Yeah, and now let's move from economics, but that has an impact on your job, though, doesn't it?
Well, it does. There was a protest yesterday over at Wally Herger's office, and it was very peaceful and very calm. People concerned, but. You know, there comes a point, we've been watching this overseas, where the economy does affect people's emotions, and they can, you know, there's riots going on in England right now, and people really out of control. Why is it happening? A lot of people are saying it's because of the economic situation, and people are upset, and we saw what happened in Greece last year, and so it does have an effect on us, and certainly the economy does have a direct impact on the city's financial well-being, and of course that impacts public safety and police and fire, and our ability to provide services, because we, a lot of our income for the city is based on sales tax, which comes from people's spending habits. So, right or wrong, that is our system, and so people's confidence to be able to spend and to drive the economy and really does
to expand. You
know, yeah, to yeah. expand is what helps us to do our job. So
the you know, the things that they said on the, you know, on the rioters, and this is just, you know, and when we'll get back to kind of local things from England, was there was something that ran all the way through. There was a trend that ran through all of them. They had 1,200 of them, and they just kept going to court from ages 11. The kid was 11 years old, stole a trash can worth 50 pounds, which was like, what, $76 or something, to, you know, much older people, but they, you know, poor, disaffected youth. In other words, detached, coming from areas where there had been racial strife, but racial strife really wasn't the common denominator there. It was the unemployment. It was the economy. It was the fact that they cut back millions and millions and millions of pounds in social services, and that that the big thing was like poverty almost for them, and because you had whites, blacks, East Asians. Middle Eastern, everything that you can imagine, everyone that you can imagine being in a, and they came out of certain areas.
It seemed to me it was just like overall dissatisfaction. And what happens, even here locally, is that people grow to expect a certain level of service from government, for example. And when that changes dramatically, people are very dissatisfied with what's going on. And, you know, on one hand, a lot of people are demanding that government cut back and reduce spending and so on, but they still want all the services that were there. And in some aspects, you really can't have both. So I think what people really want is for wasteful spending to be eliminated to reduce debt and so on. But it's that overall dissatisfaction which can be sparked to lead to this, you know, group riots or, you know, mob activity, those sorts of things, which unfortunately doesn't make the situation better. It hurts, particularly when you start hurting local businesses.
You start destroying the business.
Destroying property, and that just makes everything worse.
And then you have people from the neighborhoods now are banding together to keep them out. So now you've got, you know, larger fights starting.
Right.
And, you know, on a vigilante type thing because the police can't handle it all.
Right. And, you know, we saw the same thing, you know, a few years ago back in Los Angeles when there was the Rodney King riots and so on. As you get just, you know, people out of control and, you know, for a completely different reason, of course.
Yeah. Well, they sent a battalion of Marines up there.
Yeah.
To act as backup for the police. Mm-hmm. That was interesting. Yeah. Anyway, the big thing in the news, of course, the big topic in the news was the shooting.
Yeah, last week.
Last week.
Last Thursday, you know, we had several officers from parole, Highway Patrol, Reading Police. They were trying to effect an arrest of a suspect, and it led to an officer-involved shooting. And a very public event down on South Market Street. And I cannot discuss the specifics of that event. It's still being investigated by the Sheriff's Department. There's quite a lot of investigations still going on. But the plan is that the case will be submitted to the district attorney by sometime next week. When all the reports are in and all the information is gathered. But there's still a lot of activity going on surrounding that case that the Sheriff's Department is the lead on. So I can't talk specifically about that case, but I can answer questions, you know, generically about training or officer-involved shootings or use of force in general, things like that.
It might be interesting because, you know, I heard comments around, you know, you as we go through the day, we have so many things that we're, like many people, very just from going in to get a cup of coffee to just talking to the citizens of the area and various opinions that people have. And I think it should be, I think really it would be really important to get very clear cut on what the bottom line is. If somebody pulls a gun on a cop?
Well, the law and our policy state that an officer is allowed to use force to overcome resistance. And it says an officer can use lethal force when he perceives that his life or someone else's life is in danger of great bodily injury or death. And that's the bottom line. And actually, it's the same standard for citizens who are involved in a safe self-defense incident. Is that, the standard is the same. The legal standard is that you have the right to protect yourself or protect others from great bodily injury or serious bodily injury or death. And what happens in an officer-involved shooting investigation is a multi-layer investigation. We have a protocol in Shasta County where several agencies are involved in the investigation. Typically, another agency who's not involved in the shooting will take the lead over the investigation. In this case, it's the Sheriff's Department. And as the investigation proceeds, there's the criminal side to the investigation. That's the case that's submitted to the district attorney. In addition to that, there's an internal investigation that's conducted by the agency where the officers are employed to see whether or not the officers were in policy, to determine whether or not there's any training issues or possibly any disciplinary issues that need to take place. So there's a multi-layers of investigations that take place at the same time.
Okay.
We're going to take a break.
We've got some questions from the chat room that we'll be getting to right after that.
Thank you so much for, it's really important to be able to have this opportunity to talk with the chief. And we hope that you take full advantage of placing your phone calls as well as you all in the chat pack room. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460.
And the sun shines. Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. It's 8:23 in the morning. It's August 11th. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Leah 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is our eye man. He is the one we put our eyes in his fingers. Not exactly like that, but I guess it is. He has been in Reading for 20 years, on-site lab, latest design and progressive lenses, and he will work with you if you have a problem with insurance. He wants to make sure your eyes are taken care of. You need to give him a call. He has glasses for the whole family. His staff is well-trained. They all care. It's a pleasant experience to go in and see Dr. Joseph Leah. He's at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Give him a call, 223-2325. You know, we're not kidding about this. You know, as you know, he's the one that found that tear in Linda's retina. And it is now, it's been taken care of. And we wouldn't have known if we hadn't gone down there. So you need to take care of your eyes, Dr. Joseph Leah. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and we've been talking about an officer-involved shooting. And we have Jimmy on the line. Jimmy, good morning.
Good to be here. And I'd like to start off by thanking Officer Hansen and his fellow officers for, you know, really being out there and protecting the citizens of our great city.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a thankless job, and, you know, a lot of people complain about the police, but who's the first person they call when something happens?
And our officers want to be proactive. We want to try and get the most dangerous people off the street as best we can.
And believe us, a lot of us law-abiding citizens really appreciate that. My question is something that rarely or never gets brought up when an officer-involved shooting happens. Of course, usually it's a felon with a long criminal history. And where do these guys get these guns? I would imagine they are stolen firearms or procured in some illegal fashion somehow. And I'll take my answer off the air, please.
Hey, Jimmy, that's a great question. And, you know, the answer is D, all of the above. Many times criminals obtain firearms, from family members, or they're stolen. It's sometimes very difficult to trace where the firearm actually came from. But there's a variety of sources where these things can come from, and, you know, they're traded with other people in the criminal element for, you know, stolen property or things like that. But really, a person that arms himself for the purposes of committing a criminal act is really becoming very desperate. And, in the North State, you know, we have a lot of firearms here, and unfortunately, a lot of firearms are stolen. And there is somewhat of a black market out there. So that's a good question, but, you know, they come from a variety of sources.
Well, criminals are always going to get weapons.
Right. You know, they are. And we actually have some of the strongest laws in the United States regarding firearms laws. And, my opinion is we probably don't need any more firearms legislation in California, because we actually have a very, very strong laws that prohibit and punish those that use weapons unlawfully. And unfortunately, what happens is that when you start passing a lot of legislation, it tends to impact on those law-abiding citizens that have firearms for legal purposes. But California's got very, very strong anti-firearms, illegal use of firearms legislation, and lots of additional penalties and just all kinds of things.
Well, you know, in England, which we were just discussing earlier, has, you know, very, very strict gun laws.
Right.
And yet they were having gun incidents, incidents during those riots.
But, compared to the rest of the United States, California is far and away the strictest.
Most stringent.
Very strict, our firearms registration. And part of that is because the number of people, and part of that is because of the accessibility of firearms, but part of that is to control crime, and it has been the reaction to gun violence that has created legislation. Fortunately, we do not have a lot of gun violence here in our community, but in larger communities around the state, gun violence is very prevalent, and those communities react by trying to get tougher.
Okay, thanks. Question came in about BNE and BNI. Are we in danger of losing that?
Yeah, the California Department of Justice has several different divisions, and the two divisions you're talking about are BNE, stands for the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement, and they are responsible for investigating narcotics crimes in California, and they also help us to manage and run our CINTIP, which is our Shasta Interagency Narcotics Task Force. BNI stands for the Bureau of Investigative Services. They're an investigative arm of the Department of Justice, and what happened as a result of the state budget cuts,
the Department of Justice has had to cut about $70 million from the budget of the Department of Justice, and those pretty much are on the chopping block. So a decision has not been finalized yet. There's still some pressure from local law enforcement to keep the funding there, but it looks as though that some of those Department of Justice agencies are going to be cut. If there is a positive side to this, you know, we have a Department of Justice laboratory here in Reading that looks like that is not going to be cut. They have a DNA lab there, and of course that's a very important investigative tool for us. So that's not going to be cut. But what we're mostly concerned about on a local level, and Sheriff Pasenko and I have had some long discussions about this, is that, you know, the Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement here helps us to run our local drug task force. And if that folds, we will lose the state support for that unit. So the sheriff and I have discussed we will still have a local drug unit. We are still committed to having officers from several agencies work together to deal with drug issues in your local neighborhood, and we'll still have some form of a local drug task force working on those issues.
Okay. The thing about the DNA testing, we were down to the they had a conference, and we were invited to that, and had, for the labs and everything. Emergency preparedness, yeah. But it was also out of the labs and DNA and all this, and it was interesting to know that we've got that one of those right here. In fact, we're going to try and get the guy that heads that up on DNA and this. Yeah. I mean, to talk about it, it's fascinating.
Well, and if he does get on the air, you should ask him. There's been a recent case decision out of California, of all places, that says it just came out just the other day. That it says that to take a DNA sample from someone that's been arrested is somehow unconstitutional. So
we talked about that.
Yeah, we're going to have to deal with that. We're hoping that that gets pushed to the Supreme Court, because we feel it's an identification tool just like fingerprints are, and it helps to identify criminals when they commit crimes. And I cannot believe or understand this appellate court decision. I'm hoping it gets kicked up to the next level.
Well, I'll tell you what the argument was when we get back from our what our argument was, or our discussion was. It wasn't an argument. How people were discussing this and what their concern was. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Also, we're going to be talking about the realignment, and there's a committee,
right?
From what I understand, we'll talk about what's the committee looking at right now, because less than 2 months, we're looking at the first 35 or 40 to arrive on our doorstep.
That's right.
Currently 71 degrees here. KCNR 14.
It could be Halloween.
We'll be back with Chief Peter Hansen.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Another big move on Wall Street this morning. This time, stocks are trading higher. After losing more than 500 points yesterday, the Dow has regained 271 points.
Helping stocks this morning, a better-than-expected report on jobless claims. That's leading to hopes the job market is improving. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time fell to 395,000 in the latest week. The first time it's been below 400,000 in 4 months.
Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti in New York. Two U.S. Marines were rescued overnight from the Pacific after their F-18 fighter jet crashed off San Diego.
The downed aircraft spotted after a large Coast Guard search. The two Marines aboard the fighter were conscious, yelling and blowing emergency whistles when rescue teams arrived.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. The Coast Guard says the two are in stable condition at a military hospital near San Diego. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery, and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable, you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Analog living in a digital world every week on Boomer Tech Radio, Saturdays on KCNR 1460. Hi, this is Bob Belongi. My wife Brenda and I bring you the best of what's new in the world of technology and how it affects our everyday lives for better or otherwise. It's our job to help you sort out the complicated and sometimes confusing developments in computers, home entertainment, social networking, and the workplace. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you each week by Advanced Automotive of Reading. Saturdays from 1 to 2 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:35 in the morning, August the 11th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. Step back in time and get a great haircut, great prices. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. These are great haircuts. You walk in, great conversation. You're not going to get your toes done. This is just a place to get a haircut. And these gents are just, you know, number one when it comes to cutting your hair, shaving around your ear, shave your neck. I mean, just a great group down there. Like I said, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold.
Currently 78 degrees here in the North State. It's going to be hot today with a high of 96, low with 63. And, of course, this weekend, all in the 90s, and our evenings all seem to go around 63. Let's go live to the phones. Mike, you are on line one. Welcome to the program.
This calls for the chief.
Yes.
Hi, chief. I have a question for you. Does city council, do they have a clue what the Department of Justice actually does in Northern California, us being isolated somewhat compared to the other cities down south? Like, you know, with informants on robbery cases, burglary cases, homicide cases, tracking suspects. In addition to doing the narcotic work, it seems like they're labeled with just doing narcotic work when in fact they do so many different specialties or have so many specialty areas. And does our council even, are they aware of that at all?
You know, yes, they are. They're, of course, very familiar with our drug task force and how the Department of Justice supports that. They're also familiar with what DOJ does for us in terms of their laboratory services and things. But really, you know, the Department of Justice here in Reading, and we're fortunate to have a local office, has been very helpful in the pursuit of very violent suspects and so on. And, you know, one of our city councilmen, Dick Dickerson, was actually a Department of Justice commander and oversaw the operations of our task force before he went into politics. So I think in general the council is very familiar with the overall mission of the Department of Justice here in the North State and what a benefit they are to us.
Okay, that's good to hear, because I've spoken to a couple of them on occasion and they just seem kind of they had this deer in the headlight look when you speak about the Department of Justice. And
you know, there's another aspect about the Department of Justice that many people don't realize is that they also run a drug lab removal service, so that if we run across a clandestine methamphetamine lab, they have a hazmat drug lab certified lab team that will come out and clean that up. And why that is so critical
is that the chemicals associated with a methamphetamine lab are extremely hazardous, and it takes a high level of training to be able to clean that up. And I'm extremely concerned that if the Department of Justice cuts that back, we're not going to have the ability in our region to be able to clean up those very hazardous chemicals. You know, last year we had an officer who was accidentally exposed to some chemicals at a methamphetamine lab, and he was off work for a couple of months because of just a slight exposure to some very dangerous chemicals. So that's a part of it, and that's going to cause a hazmat situation for us, and you know, we're going to have to gear up some other, either privately or through some other resource to be able to address that issue.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting dilemma, I think, and it's just going to get worse before it gets better, and I think Jimmy Parker said it best in his quote, one day they're going to wake up here in the near future and ask, what happened? And it's going to be on their shoulders, and I don't think they realize all the dynamics involved. But I appreciate the work that you do, and you have some true professionals that work for your organization, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Jim, I'm glad you brought up the name Jim Parker. He's the local commander for the Bureau of Narcotics in our area. He does a great job. And, you know, really, the Department of Bureau of Narcotics Enforcement, very low-profile organization. They don't do a lot of press releases. They do a lot of really good work, very much behind the scenes, because they don't bring a lot of attention to what they're doing. And a lot of what they do is large-scale, organized drug cartels they operate against. And so many times, they'll start with a local case, they'll take it to the next level, and they'll get the DEA involved and do things like that. And because these investigations go on for some time, they don't bring a lot of attention and notoriety to themselves. So they operate, not secretly, but certainly under the radar screen, because they're not doing the sort of, daily sort of press releases like RPD does.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I may have misunderstood what you said, on the city council, but for BNI and BNE, that's, Chief, isn't that a state thing? And the city council really doesn't, we don't put money into that, do we?
We do not. We participate in the local drug task force, but this is the State Department of Justice.
Right.
Could somebody please explain what BNI and BNE is?
Well, BII is Bureau of Investigation and Intelligence, and then they have BNE, which is Bureau of Narcotic Enforcement, and then they also have their gaming unit that's up here as well, and they work all kinds of organized crime. They work a variety of cases, serial killers, bank robbery suspects, kidnappings, wiretaps. They do wiretaps. They do all kinds of investigations that are right here local.
This is going to be an impact.
The other benefit to the Bureau of Investigation is that many times there are people in the community that don't trust local law enforcement for whatever reason. And to have an outside state investigative agency available for community members to go to when they, for some reason, don't trust local law enforcement, say, hey, we think this needs to be investigated and we want someone outside to come in and do it. And it's a similar resource that we would get if you want to contact the FBI if you're dissatisfied with local government. And part of the charge of the state and the federal government is to investigate local authorities if there's some issue going on.
And if I was part of city council, I would be calling the governor firsthand, and the attorney general just jumping up and down. And I'm sure you guys have done that, but I don't know if our city council has done that.
I don't know either. I do know that the organization of police chiefs in California are working very closely with the governor to try and restore funding because of the impact on local law enforcement that will be felt if those organizations are dismantled.
Yeah. And Mike, and along with this, and we've got to take a break now, and appreciate your phone call. When we come back, we're going to talk about the realignment question, which is going to have another impact, especially if we have state organizations that are going to be leaving here. So thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a break here. It's Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:42 in the morning. Join us after these messages.
California. Virginia's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
2-8 four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catsius Clay. Do you prefer Catsius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay-Neuter Clinic at 241-1650.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, we're beating that drum, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, huh?
Yes.
2143 Hilltop Drive, they have Espresso Joe's with great coffee in the morning. But not only great coffee, but they have these real smoothie, icy drinks also with shots of protein in that. Find us walk-in humidor in the state, and they give discounts, of course, to veterans. Joe and Shelley do so much for our community. On August 25th, they're going to have one of the cigar manufacturers is going to be there in the community room, and they're going to be introduced a new line of cigars and great prices, raffle items, giveaways, all types of things right there at Tobacco and Brew.
We're going to cut a new spot on them today, but she just came back from Las Vegas, and she has got some great stuff. So we're going to be when you're listening to some of the other programs that you guys like here on the station, you'll be hearing some really good stuff that they've got going on there, and I'm really excited. Yeah. They're always moving forward and very cutting edge on what's happening.
Not only that, but they support this community in a lot of ways. Yeah. Our guest, Reading Police Chief Peter Hansen, and let's talk realignment. And we've got a few minutes here. Now, there's a realignment committee.
Yes.
I understand you and the sheriff, probation officer, or
representatives
from everybody there, right. And you're trying to make plans about what happens starting October.
Right. Legislatively, they created each county has to have a committee, has to have a sheriff, a police chief probation officer, and a representative from the courts and one or two others. And this committee meets to discuss how to handle the realignment process, how to allocate the funding that's going to be coming back from the state, and each county is going to be getting a certain amount of funds coming back from the state. And so how those funds are to be allocated, what the plan is going to be, what are the steps going to be in place to deal with this influx of people that normally would have been in state prison and are going to be handled at the local level. So it's going to be a combination of, you know, money for the sheriff's department to increase jail population or increase the jail housing ability, money for probation department so they can supervise some of these people out on probation, money for treatment programs, money for enforcement activities. Those sorts of things, this committee is mandated by law to meet and make a determination how those funds are to be allocated within each county so that we can best deal with the problem.
How much is the funding? The word $2 million was used, I believe, in one of our, I think when one of the committee members was here, but I wasn't quick enough to say, was that $2 million for the end of the year, or is that $2 million for a year?
I don't know, because I missed the last couple of meetings being on vacation. They're meeting about once a week now, but it's going to be ongoing. So there's an allocation for this year. There's another allocation next year.
Okay, so this might be just this year.
It's a shifting of the funds that normally would have been spent at the state level, shifting back to the local level with the idea that locals can better determine how these things should be handled.
Okay.
Certainly probably won't be enough, and certainly not enough to go around. And the reason that this committee is formed is so they work together rather than getting, you know, conflicted between, you know, I want more room in the jail. That's what law enforcement wants. But on the other hand, we need to also monitor these people that aren't in custody, and we also need to focus on drug treatment programs and education programs and those sorts of things as well. So it can't all go to one particular place. That's why this committee is together, and it's actually headed up by the chief probation officer of Shasta County, Wes Foreman.
Right, and we've talked to Wes, we've talked to public defender, you, sheriff. Right. I mean, we've got most of the committee on here. And let's go to the phones here. John, thanks for waiting. You're online, too.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Peachy, John.
I do have a question for you, Chief, if I could, but I'd like to make a short kind of a commentary first. And it's interesting that everyone who has a confrontation with law enforcement, regardless of the outcome, is suddenly the saint of their community. Regardless of past record or societal offenses, he's the greatest guy in the world. All these armed assaults, burglaries, and past kidnappings were just his good-natured way of reaching out to the community, and he didn't deserve anything that happened to him. Now, I'm not asking you to comment on that. I just wanted to get that said because I think it's really, it's just incredible how the news and all of the response from his members of his family and friends talk about it. What a wonderful guy this was that just went and pumped off 50 rounds at the authorities. But anyway, this all being said, I know that you're on the verge of retiring, and I would really like it if you could give us a straight-up forward assessment of how you see law enforcement going in the next 2 years here in Redding.
Great question, John. What do you think, Chief?
Well, I appreciate your comments. I'm going to be retiring on November 12th. The city is going to be actively recruiting for a new chief to replace me, and I have full confidence in the city manager and his selection. The challenge for the new chief will be to start to rebuild, and that will be the rebuilding process. You know, we've been seriously downgraded over the last 3 years. And fortunately, right now, we're in kind of a status quo mode. The city council's not making any more cuts to public safety, whether in the police or fire. And we're going to have to start the rebuilding process. So the challenge for the new chief will be to come on board, start building some relationships with the community, and then start the rebuilding process of RPD and what services we can offer here.
Do you see this? We've got to take a break here after this, John. So if you want to hang on, that's fine. But Chief, do you see it? Your replacement coming from within the law enforcement community here?
You know, that really is going to be up to the city manager. There are very, very excellent qualified people in the Redding Police Department as well as the law enforcement community in the North State. Lots of experience, but. It really will take the city manager and members of our community and professional staff to review all of the candidates to make the best decision, what's best for the organization and for the community. So then, you know, the other thing is that, you know, everybody has to make an individual decision about that. The chief of police is very, very exciting and challenging position for law enforcement. Because, for example, one of the things Chief Modi told me, he says, hey, you're going to be working for a civilian boss. You haven't done that in 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's right, and I hadn't thought about that. And to sit down and think of that, you know, yeah, you're going to be working for civilians now. You haven't done that in a long time, who may or may not understand the law enforcement role. And that's different. That's a challenge.
Kind of like military.
So there's a lot of personal decisions that have to be made. It's not a regular kind of promotion. There's a lot more expected of you. There's certainly no privacy for you or your family. And it's not a 40-hour-a-week job, trust me there. But what I've really enjoyed is that to be able to go out in the community and listen to the 99% of the people in this community that support law enforcement and are appreciative, like your callers, are appreciative of what our guys do, and to somehow represent them positively in the community and take back that message that, hey, the community really supports you. That's been very rewarding.
That's and on great. That note, we got to take a break here. Thanks for your call, John. Our guest is Chief Peter Hansen, and we're looking at 78 degrees here at on KCNR 1460.
Save the date. Wednesday, August 17th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 17th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-age children. Vendors will be located in the event center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. Blood Source Mobile on site. Blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For more information on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook or contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734. Or better yet, head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino on August 17th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Redding Rancheria Health Clinic, Redding Rancheria and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460
AM. Well, I won't back down.
No, well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot. 8:57 in the morning. We're almost out of here today. Tomorrow we're going to have Dave Wilson from the Shasta County Democratic Central Committee on, and we're going to have Blood Sources calling in again. I think we're going to have another surprise guest at 7:30. We're going to be talking. We're talking Jake. We're going to be talking to Mark Kent. about gold and silver. What's going on with that? So, so that'll be interesting and also tomorrow. And tonight, we've
on the
got
spot with Linda Bodd, and I've
wouldn't miss that.
That's right. Lisa Collins, John Laird's going to be on talking about auditions and what's happening at the Cascade Theater with the Christmas show that they do there every year. And that should be interesting. And also, Bethany will be on talking about product. I'm going to be having Nancy Sutton Pierce will be on. She's got a new website. She's going to be streaming live from her house of yoga. We're going to be talking about that. Plus, I've got more Blood Source t-shirts to give away tonight and some tickets for the air show that's coming in September. So you don't want to go anywhere. 6 o'clock tonight, you want to be tuning in for that.
That's
our
right,
guest. Thank you once again for being here. And you know what? This is a chance for people to be straight shooters, call up, get fired up, ask the questions. And the chief comes and just, what's on your mind?
Yeah, we always appreciate that, Chief.
Well, I appreciate being able to come. And, you know, we've been chatting about DNA and sort of debating.
Yeah, we've got a couple minutes left. What do you,
Very, very interesting because, you know, for a long time we just focused on a picture and fingerprints. And fingerprints go into a national database, not only for the purposes of identification, but so we can hopefully link, you know, people to other crimes through fingerprints. And that's really what DNA is. It's just a more scientific version of that. The dilemma is
it has so much more you can do with it than just fingerprints.
A little bit more far-reaching, but it is an investigative tool.
Yes, it is.
And one thing we talked about off-air that I think is really critical for people to know, yes, it's used to help convict people. It is also used to help free people who have been wrongfully convicted.
Absolutely.
And that is equally or probably more important than
it has saved. Yes, sir. It has saved people's lives on death row.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I think the argument is taking it while you've been accused and
versus convicted.
As opposed to convicted. I think if it said, hey, as soon as you're convicted, we're going to do this. I mean, there's a lot of people that are convicted or are a convicted felon. If you've already been convicted for a felony and you get picked up again, then but if you've got somebody with a clean record, the very first time they ever get arrested and they do this, then they also, though, which is part of this of our law here, is that you can have your DNA record expunged if you're found not guilty.
Hmm.
So
that's the other thing I want to chat about is, you know, 9/11 is coming up.
Yep.
10-year anniversary, Patriots Day.
Wow.
It's Sunday this year. It just seems like yesterday, but here we are coming up on the 10-year anniversary. And there are so many events coming up on that day. You know, the Lions will have the ceremony at the flag on Bocelli Lane. St. James Church is going to have a car show to recognize public safety and veterans. That morning, the Hispanic Coalition is celebrating this down at the Anderson River Park.